USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We're going to have a great 4th of July in Washington, D.C. It'll be like no other. It'll be special.
President Trump gears up for the big Independence Day celebration Thursday in Washington, D.C.
And I hope a lot of people come, and it's going to be about this country, and it's a salute to America.
The president outlining the plan as he speaks with reporters after a bill signing in the Oval Office.
I'm going to be here, and I'm going to say a few words, and we're going to have planes going overhead, the best fighter jets in the world, and other planes, too.
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, investors like the fact the U.S. and China resuming trade talks. The news sends the S&P 500 during the session to an all-time high, the Dow up 117 points to close at 26,717, the NASDAQ up almost 85 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump on Twitter reviewing his big trip, tweeting, "It was great being with Chairman Kim Jong-un of North Korea this weekend. We had a great meeting. He looked really well and very healthy. I look forward to seeing him again soon. In the meantime, our teams will be meeting on some solutions to very long-term and persistent problems. No rush, but I am sure we will ultimately get there," exclamation point. The very latest now on that deadly small plane crash in Addison, Texas. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The Beechcraft BE-350 King Air was headed to St. Petersburg, Florida, when it crashed on takeoff at the Addison Municipal Airport that is located in North Dallas. The plane was taking off at the south end of the airport and had just lifted off the runway when it suddenly veered left, crashing into the hangar. From the National Transportation Safety Board, on scene, investigating the deadly Sunday morning crash. I'm John Clemens.
The investigation there ongoing. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A group of Republican state senators skip town as they protest a climate change bill. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Oregon Republican state senators made national news when they left the state to avoid voting on a climate change bill. The senators were threatened by the governor numerous times to come back, and they did once the legislative session was over, and now the bill is essentially dead. Oregon Republican Senator Tim Knopf was one of the senators hiding out. He tells Fox News where he was hiding.
I ended up in four different states, but ultimately landed in Idaho at Lake Coeur d'Alene. The reason we left is because the governor said that she would arrest her political opponents if we didn't come back to the Capitol. And obviously we were having a constitutional, peaceful political protest, and we just felt like that we had to be in safe and secure locations.
The Vatican issuing a stern reminder to priests around the world. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
It's reaffirming Catholic policy that priests cannot reveal what they've heard in confession under any circumstances, regardless of any government attempts to get the information. The church putting out the document Monday in apparent response to some efforts by Australia and some other governments to get priests to open up in cases of sexual abuse. The document approved by Pope Francis maintains the secret of confession comes directly from divine law and no exceptions can be made.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.